Sagt der Hilge Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Baba Kama. Perik Hei, Mishnah Vav. Bar Shel Shnei Shutafim. We have a bar that belongs to two partners. Both are obligated to make sure that no one gets hurt in this bar. How do you have a bar of two partners? One way would be simply two people got together and dug a bar in the Rosh Hashanah Aviv. Not only that, even if the bar was deep 9 tefachim and the two of them dug the 10th tefach together, this is called a bar of two people, of two partners. Incidentally, if one of them dug 9 and the other one comes and is mashlim the 10th tefach, then only the second one is chayiv. If the first one dug 10 and the second one doubled it, dug down till 20, both are chayiv. All right, but let's not get so complicated. Bottom line is we have a bar of two partners. Overall of Harishain, one of the partners passes by, sees the open bar of Eloi Chiso, and does not cover it. Yasheni, then the second one passes. Sees the open bar, you know, he conveniently walks around it or whatever, but Eloi Chiso, he doesn't cover it. And then Ashar Rechamar falls in and dies. Hasheni Chayiv, the second one is Chayiv, not the first one. Why is the first one Pater? After all, the first one also saw the bar and left it open. Zak the Gemara, as the Batanura explains over here, we're talking about where the first one had the cover of the bar in his hands, gave it to the second one and said, okay, you cover it, okay? And the second one didn't do his job. Let's say the first one lifted the cover and did what he had to do with the bar. Then he sees the second one coming. He says, oh, here, take the cover. This is why the second one is chayiv. If this wasn't the case, that the first one gave over the cover to the second one, then the first one would also be chayiv. And that would be true even if the first one left the bar while the second one was still working there. He can't say, well, I left it open because my friend was still working there. No, you're responsible. If you gave him the cover and he didn't do it, that's really something else. And the second one is solely responsible. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Kisahu Arishain. Let's say the first one covered it. He did a good covering on the bar. A solid cover to make sure no one falls in. And along comes the second one. He finds that the cover is off. Let's say after a while it rotted, it broke. He doesn't cover it. He leaves it that way, open. Hasheni chayiv. Here too, only the second one is chayiv. The first one wasn't poshei at all. He covered it properly. The fact that it rotted away, for that he's considered a ninus. Now, the Gemara says, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara, that if the first one was told, you should know your cover rotted, or he passed by and we know he saw that the cover is rotting away, and there was enough time for him to hire workers to fix it, do whatever it takes to cut trees and saw down the beams and make a cover, and he didn't do it, then once again, the first one joins the chiyuv. The first one and the second one are going to have to pay for it. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Kisahu Karaoy. The first one covered the bar with a good, strong cover. Even camels could have walked on this, and they wouldn't come crashing through. Afterwards, something happened. Chmeis started to rot. Worms got to it. Something happened. But you couldn't tell from the outside. And v'nofa l'toichoy shor hachamar. An axe or a donkey passed, then crack, they fall in. V'mes, and the shor and the chamar died. Potter, the balabar does not have to pay. He covered it properly. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that the balabar is not obligated to constantly keep checking that the cover is good. He doesn't have to go like jump on it, make sure that it's good. If you covered it properly, fine. But if he never covered the bar properly to start with, that it was so strong that even camels can walk on it. But he gave us that cover, he figured, an ox or a donkey can pass by. And afterwards, even though lemaisa camels came by and somehow they walked through, but it got schwacher because of that. And afterwards comes along a shara chamar, and the cover finally crashes, and they fall in v'meis and they die. Chayiv, the balabar has to pay. Even though for the shor and the chamar, this cover should have been enough, the man should have realized there are camels walking on the street. And the camels are going to weaken the cover, even if they pass through. You have to anticipate what's going to happen. Camels are going to weaken the cover, and then the shor and chamar are going to come along, and kaboom, they're going to fall in. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, nafal afan of mikar lakriya. This shor fell into the bar, not because he stepped on a weak cover, and it came crashing through. Somebody was digging in the bar. And he's holding a real big sledgehammer, and he gives a crash with the hammer. The loud noise scared the shor, and as a result, the startled shor fell into the bar and died. Zok the Mishnah, chayiv. But who's chayiv? Let's say Reuven dug the bar, but he hired Shimon to make the bar deeper or wider. And Shimon is the one that was banging. So who's chayiv? The Baal HaBar or the one that was swinging the hammer? And the answer is, the one that was swinging the hammer, the worker, he's for sure not chayiv. He's a grama ben azar. The question is whether the Baal HaBar is chayiv. Now let's be medayik a little bit more in the Lashon HaMishnah. Is the Baal HaBar always chayiv? It depends. The Tana told us, Nofa lefanav mikoy lakri. The shah is walking, he hears a huge bang, he's frightened, falls headfirst into the bar. That's the reason the Baal HaBar is chayiv. But let's say li'acharav, the startled shah, let's say tripped a little bit in the wall of the bar, but fell back onto the ground. That's how the damage was done. If li'acharav mikoy lakri, he fell backwards from the sound of the digging, then potter. See, if he falls into the bar, the hezek happens because of the bar, directly. But if he falls backwards, even though l'maisa, the bar had something to do with it, but the actual punch, the damage was done through the kark of the Rosh HaSarabim. Despite the fact that the bar was a contributing factor, that's not enough to be mechayev of the Baal HaBar. Vayitrezek the Mishnah, nafal l'toichai, shar v'kela. Suppose falling into the bar was a shar, and the kelim, let's say the shar is connected to the things that he uses to plow with, and it broke. Or, chamar, a donkey fell in, the kelev. Now, a donkey doesn't plow. He doesn't have hard kelev, but he has a saddle, he has like the bags that hang from him. Then a scar when it ripped. There was a bundle of clothes on the donkey that ripped. The din is, chayiv, the Baal HaBar has to pay, al ha-behema, for the behema, for the shar or the chamar, but upater ala kelev. This Tana holds that the Torah patterned niske kelim babar. We dash in that from the pasuk v'nafal sham ashar echamar, shar you're chayav on the shar bavalei adam, chamar you're chayav on the donkey, but not for the kelim. So if the shar's plowing kelim broke, or the begadim on the chamar or the saddle ripped, you have to pay for the animal, but not for the kelim. Vayitra says the mission, nafal etoich shar cheresh shaita v'katan. If the shar that fell in is a cheresh, doesn't hear. Or it's a shayt, doesn't have the normal das that a shar has. Or it's a small shar, young shar, that doesn't have the natural instinct yet to protect itself. Those are the cases that chayiv, the Baal HaShar is chayiv. But if it's a shar, a normal shar that has the natural instinct to walk around the bar, then the Baal HaBar is not chayiv. This chilek, whether the shar is a normal shar or not, is only if the damage took place by day. But if the shar walked into this pit at night, then it doesn't make a difference what kind of a shar it is that fell into the bar. The Baal HaBar is chayiv. Same would be true if there's a cover on the bar, but it's not a good enough cover. The Baal HaBar is always chayiv, because maybe a shar has within its normal instinct to walk around the bar, but he definitely doesn't have the seichel to look at a cover and say, well, that's not strong enough to hold me. That he can't do. For that matter, if the shar fell into the bar, like in the previous case, because he was startled by the coil of the hammer, there too would make no difference what kind of a shar it is. Because the smartest shar doesn't have seichel not to be frightened. A human being, he can work on his emunah and betachon and not be frightened if he hears a loud noise. But no shar can do that. Vayitra zakta mishnah. Ben Ibas, if a young boy or girl falls into the bar, he's also potter. This that the Torah said, you're not chayiv if an adam falls in, that's a gzeiras hakasev. We don't necessarily understand the reason. It's not because we say, well, a person should have had seichel to walk around. So there's the cost of sharvali adam. For that matter, zakta mishnah vayter, eved ayama, if a man slave or a lady slave fell in, potter. I would have thought maybe the ptur of adam is only on adam that has no bailam. But if they have bailam, you're chayiv, zakta mishnah, no. They are included in the sharvali adam. Okay, let's see what we learned in mishnah vav. First, we learned about a bar that belongs to two partners. Let's say two people dug a bar. The first one passed by, passed the cover to the second one, but the second one never covered it. So the second one is chayiv. If the first one covered the bar, the second one came along and sees that it's not covered anymore, and he didn't take the time to cover it, the second one is chayiv as well. If a bar was covered properly, and then a shar or chamar fell in and died, the Baal HaBar is potter. And covered properly means strong enough even to be able to keep camels from falling in. Because you know camels are going to be walking in. If he didn't cover it properly, he didn't cover it with a cover that's strong enough to hold up camels. Only one that was strong enough to hold up a shor hachamar. And lamaisa, along comes a shor hachamar and comes crashing through. So the balabar is going to say, oh, but I gave a cover that should have held up a shor hachamar. We're going to say, I'm sorry, balabar. But you know that camels walk on this street. And you know that the camels are going to weaken the cover. And once the cover is weak, it won't be able to hold up the shor hachamar. So therefore, it was your obligation to start off with a cover that could hold up camels. Then we say, let's say someone is swinging a hammer and he's working inside the bar from the pachat. The shor fell into the bar, then the balabar is chayiv. If out of fear from the jolt of the sudden noise, the shor kind of tripped on the svasa bar, then fell back onto the ground, but it's the ground that did the damage, then the balabar is pater. If a shor and the kalim that are connected to the shor fell in and the kalim broke, or a chamar and the clothes or saddle that was connected to the chamar ripped, he's chayiv on the behemoth, but he's pater on the kalim. We dash and venuffle shama shar chamar, shar vale adam chamar vale kalim. The type of shar that you're chayiv on, even the type of shar that you're chayiv on, is only a shar that doesn't have das. He's deaf, he's a shaita, even in a shar. Some have more intelligence, some have less. Or the shar is too young to have its natural instinct. That's when we say the Baal Habar is chayiv. But if it's a shar that has the average intelligence of a shar and he sees a bar and just walks into it, the Baal Habar is not chayiv. Unless we gave three exceptions. Do you remember what they are? If it's at night, then you're chayiv even for a shar pikeach, meaning a smart shar. If there's an inadequate cover over the bar, because no shar is smart enough to figure out whether the cover is strong enough or not. Or if the shar fell forward into the bar from the coil of the hammer. In those three cases, one would be chayiv even on a shar pikeach. Then the Mishnah told us that the pitur of Adam applies to any Adam, even to a ben or bas, even to a eved or yama. It's a gzeres akasiv. When it's only chayiv on the shar, not the Adam. Once again, like we learned from the pasuk, v'nafal shama shar chamar, shar v'lay Adam chamar v'lay kelim.